You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, case number 58, Down Under by Men at Work. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at the 1981 breakthrough hit for the Australian band Men at Work, Down Under, a song that isn't the flag-waving anthem that it appears to be. We'll listen to the song and interpret the lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Men at Work. Men at Work were formed in 1979 in Melbourne, Australia, as an acoustic duo by Colin Hay, vocalist and guitarist, and Ron Streichert, guitarist and backup vocalist. The two met when they performed together in a Sydney-based musical called Heroes. Colin Hay was actually born in Scotland, but moved to Australia when he was 14. And while Australia was known at the time more for their heavier rock bands like AC/DC, Hay wanted to create a band that was more in line with the burgeoning new wave scene, yet still had its roots in pop. And thus, Men at Work was born. They were soon joined by a few of Hay's fellow students and friends from Melbourne's La Trobe University: Greg Hamm on saxophone, keyboards and flute, John Rees on bass guitar, and Jerry Spicer on drums. The next year, as Men at Work were performing as the house band at the Cricketers Arms, a pub in Richmond, Melbourne, they were discovered by Peter Carpen, an employee of CBS Records' Australian offices. Carpen persisted with CBS management and got the band signed by the label. Men at Work's first single, Who Can It Be Now, and the album it was from, Business as Usual, came out the next year in 1982 and immediately rocketed up the charts. And it was their follow-up hit that achieved a rare feat, giving them, for 2 weeks, the best-selling album and single on both the US and UK charts simultaneously, something that only a handful of other artists had done, including Rod Stewart, The Beatles, and Simon & Garfunkel. The single that would help them achieve that feat was this song, entitled Down Under.
A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men plunder.
The song contains a few terms that might be unfamiliar to non-Aussies. The first verse mentions fried out combi. The combi is a VW microbus called the combi van, and fried out simply means broken down. A head full of zombie refers to an unusually strong crop of marijuana that was popular around Australia for a while, giving it the term zombie grass.
Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. Speak of my language. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I've come from a land down under.
The song tells the story of a world traveler from Australia, and much like Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, is often misinterpreted as a patriotic song about the country. In an interview with the website songfacts.com, Colin Hay revealed the truth about the song, which is about the overdevelopment of the country and the loss of its spirit. He says, it is ultimately about celebrating the country, but not in a nationalistic way and not in a flag-waving sense. It's really more than that. Also, the previous verse mentions Vegemite, which is a fermented yeast spread that is very popular in Australia. Children are brought up on the stuff, and you either love it or you hate it. In 1983, the song was utilized by the Australian team in the America's Cup, which, at that time, had never been lost by the U.S. And that same year, Men at Work won the award for Best New Artist at the 25th Annual Grammy Awards. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.